Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, please subscribe all three channels. Have that little bell clicked and check in daily. You know, there's so much going on in this world right now. These are amazing times. Mm-hmm. Truly, truly, truly amazing times. Well, here we got NATO Military Exercise Orion. Hashtag Orion. If people would only pay a little bit more attention to what's staring us straight in the face all the time. NATO military exercise, hashtag Orion, hits the streets of French cities. 12,000 troops from France, Britain, Germany, Spain, Italy, and the U.S. are carrying out military exercises in French streets. You know, hashtag Orion is what hits me right off the bat.
I know, you know, and these vocabulary words, they really, truly have such deep significance, but most people are probably going to write it off as, oh, that's just kind of cool and nifty. They use that name.
Oh, the symbolism all the time. And it's smacking us right in the face. And yet people, unfortunately, the masses don't understand the symbolizing of why these things are named the way they are. It's always right there in our face that we are in a much, much bigger battle, a much bigger battle than what we can perceive. And, you know, in many ways we relate mythology to the never-ending battle of latent darkness within the individual, our tendency to, as the law of one would say, have either a service to yourself mentality or a service to other mentality. Well, when we look at this, one of the things is the NATO troops on the French streets. France, you know, again, more than likely will see action in the coming wars. France always seems to. Europe itself, it has just been basically a battleground forever. And you got to ask why all these names, why the symbolism? Because, you know, as above, so below, Operation Orion. And they're asking the people and they're saying, oh, well, it makes me feel reassured. Yes, we are protected by our troops. Really? Well, when you look closely at what they're doing here, you know, again, we saw the whole Australian army. They had a commercial out. And what were they doing? They were having exercises where they were putting down something happening from within. You know, now this one is a little bit different. But right away, when we think Orion, oh, gosh, what does it bring to your mind? Let me ask you guys, what does Orion bring to your mind? So last week, France launched Orion 23, months long, military exercises involving thousands of troops, naval, land vessels, aircraft, and aircraft carriers. Joint military exercises had been in the works since 2020. Oh, a lot of things have been in the works since around then and even before then. But as Western powers learned the lessons of the Ukraine war, Orion 23 grew bigger, more ambitious, multidimensional. I didn't say it. They put it in print. Yes. And has drawn in France's main allies. You know, this is a big, big operation. As we see, this is a little briefing from NATO. France conducts largest military exercise with allied forces in decades. Well, it's a sign of the times. And here, when we look, this is actually from odin.tradoc.army.military. And it gives you the whole scenario, the whole fictitious, of course, scenario, talking about Arnland, and there's another country that comes into a conflict, you know, with these fictitious countries. Sure. But the thing that really hit me was Orion. So Orion is a constellation. And Orion, you might recognize, but always, this is one of the easiest things to find in the night sky, is the three stars that are the belt of Orion. As we watch it go through the years and watch it angling, it looks like it's bringing its arrow to point towards us, does it not? Ah, the Orion belt, the Orion group. You know, the three stars at Giza, they're lined up according to the belt of Orion at a certain date and time, too. That takes us back to the Younger Dryas period and that whole event and the cataclysm that befell 12,000-ish years ago. 11,700, 12,000 change again. It also bespeaks extraterrestrials and interdimensionals, multidimensional exercise, multidimensional beings. We are, and so are others. Brings us to the law of one. The law of one. And you can see this question. I'll just ask about Orion. You mentioned Orion as a source of some of the contacts of UFOs. Can you tell me something of that contact, its purpose? And then you have the, you know, Ra, which is a collective speaking. Ra, I am Ra. He always says that. They always say that. It's kind of cute, kind of endearing. Or it might be annoying to some. Consider, if you will, a simple example of intentions which are bad good. The example is Adolf. You guys know. This is your vibratory sound complex. The intention is to presumably unify by choosing the distortion complex called elite from a social memory complex and then enslaving by various effects those who are seen as a distortion of the non-elite. Then there is this concept of taking the social memory complex thus weeded and added it to a distortion thought of by the so-called Orion group as an empire. The problem facing them is they face a great deal of random energy released by the concept of separation. This causes them to be vulnerable as the distortions amongst their own members are not harmonized. So what is the density of the Orion group? Ra, I am Ra. Like the Confederation, the densities of the mass consciousnesses which comprise that group are varied. There are a few third density, a larger number of fourth density, a similarly large number of fifth density, and very few sixth density entities comprising of this organization. Their numbers are perhaps 1/10 ours at any point in space-time continuum, as the problem of this spiritual entropy causes them to experience constant disintegration of their social memory complexes. Their power is the same as ours. The Law of One blinks neither at the light nor at the darkness, but is available for service to others and service to self. However, service to others results in service to self, thus preserving and further harmonizing the distortions of those entities seeking intelligent infinity through these disciplines. So the Orion group is thought of in the Law of One as being part of the foundation of what we would call the Draconian alliance, so to speak. The beings that have no problem with trying to turn others into their resource, their cattle, their fuel, their slaves, and the like. So this is why it was, you know, so interesting to see that. Now, again, not all that are from Orion, or what we would say is from the Orion area, are bad, because they're not. Again, it's a mix. Just like on Earth, you find people that are borderline saints, and you find people that are very, very dark and demonic at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always a good idea to really keep an outlook on life just like that, that, you know, there is no 100% bad and there's no 100% good, and using your intuition to go place to place to place is going to become very important, because this is all going to become about information wars too. Information, you're going to have to be able to look inside the soul and feel that draw toward trust, or that magnetism toward trust and truth. So important to develop that. You know, when I looked at these, Orion beings and the Orion Wars, they are still ongoing, and that's what is so disturbing. And it seems like the 3D is becoming a little more involved, which is going to involve more 4D.
Yeah, absolutely. This again, Earth is not by itself. It's not off in some area where we're totally isolated. It might appear to be isolated, might have appeared to be, but we've never been isolated. And at certain times, we're openly integrated with all sorts of beings coming and going from many, many different places. So this question, what do the Orion Group have? What's the objective with respect to the conquest of the Orion Group? Ra, I am Ra. As we have said previously, their objective is to locate certain mind-body-spirit complexes. This is just simply saying beings, which vibrate in resonance with their own vibrational complex, then to enslave the unelite, as you may call those who are not of the Orion vibration. So, in other words, they search out for like-minded beings that would take advantage of others in their on their planets, and they simply utilize their greed and their egos to their own advantage. Thus, they help the elite enslave the planet, and ultimately, again, just look at what we have. When the Roman Empire conquered a group of people, a tribe, what did it do? It placed some of their own, usually, in positions of power and interacting with the same people, you know, every day, day in, day out, and they exacted tribute. They would have to pay taxes. They would have to, you know, give the best of their harvest, the best of their wine, the best of everything would end up going to Rome. And then those of the elite class, you know, they lived pretty good, cushy lives. They were rich in comparison to the average people. And the average people turned into nothing truly but slaves. And this is exactly their system. This is how they operate. This is their money system. These people that we see in charge across the earth, these are people that resonate with them and wholeheartedly go ahead and sell out the rest of humanity to these non-human entities. And so, what do the Crusaders do is a question. Ra, I am Ra. The Crusaders move in their chariots to conquer planetary mind, body, spirit, social complexes before they reach the stage of achieving social memory. So in other words, they come to developing planets that are not quite spiritually mature to where they're no longer able to be influenced, and they enslave them. This is what's happened to Earth. So, you know, again, until humanity realizes that, you know, we are in the midst of a extraterrestrial interdimensional battle of epic proportions, and we are ruled by the Dark Ones, we're behind enemy lines. But we do all, as individuals, we certainly have an opportunity to escape past them just simply by living lives of harmony, service to others, and in balance with nature. We can rise up and out of their ability. My own mother, who was very, very unaware of all this in this last incarnation, when she passed on, we got that she was in the middle of fourth density, and she was out of their reach right then and there. Now her soul has withdrawn from fourth density and is all the way up in fifth. And, you know, there's no reach there for them. So she's beyond that. And that's just a typical average person that really thought her son was really kind of out there with strange interests because she was just all about day-to-day life like a typical person here on this planet. And still, she went where they can't go. So I'll give you guys the links to this Law of One search results from the Orion Group, because it goes into the Orion Group and who they are again. The Draco, or what we would call the Draconian beings, many of the reptilian races, you know, a lot of what we would call gray extraterrestrials. That's why, personally, you know, we don't really pay much attention to Nancy Leader or the Zeta Reticulans. The vibe does not feel good to us. It never really has felt good to us. So, you know, we don't give them any any sort of weight. And again, we are interacting with beings that are at a higher frequency than that on a daily basis. So just to let you guys know about that, there's other training exercises that are coming, and we could see some of these: Slovak Shield, Sea Shield, Crystal Arrow, Brave Bedouin. Yeah, you know, all these exercises that are coming up in the spring and going on towards summer. It's going to be an interesting year. And I do feel that 2024 is going to be a year, unfortunately, of nonstop global conflict, as the war is absolutely, by the time we are in 2024, we're full on into that third hashtag WW, if you know what we mean. This, again, goes back to the different beings that we contact at different times, because they also make mention in this Orion's Wars of Odin. And it's like, Odin? Okay. They're bringing up Odin again now, too. So we have Orion, the Orion group, and then they bring up Odin. Now, Odin was an Aesir, and there's the Wars of the Aesir against the Vanir. The Vanir can be, and you'll find people that are coming up in the system and they'll just see the Vanir as typifying nature spirits, so to speak, you know, natural forces, where the Aesir are more human-like per se. But in reality, what we get is these are in reality different groups of extraterrestrial beings that have been on the planet at different times. And yes, they have come into conflict, direct conflict. And Odin is an interesting one. Odin or Woden, Wotan, you know, where does his name come from? The old English word wode means both madness and furious or enraged, while related to the word woo means voice, sound, noise. Shows this duality. You know, Odin is a real being, as Cindy can see. He is a real being. He's not very high vibrational. We wouldn't really say he's a high vibrational being.
No, you know, but I don't like to really judge people, but I can give you guys my perception of him when I felt into his energy. He's really interested at making sure that he gets what he wants. And if you happen to be on the side of things where he could utilize you or your services, then he's going to be nice to you. So I think I definitely feel there could be some soul growth that hopefully will go on in this being's life. But whenever you see these labels, names like Orion, Odin, you know, Pandora's Box, definitely go take a look and go deeper and see what you get out of that. But then at the same time, remember that, you know, history is written by the victors. So everything that's written is subject to, you know, you should run it through your own perceptive abilities.
Yeah, exactly. And Thor is a real being as well. And Thor feels like he's at a little higher frequency than Odin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Thor feels like more, almost like giving more of himself selflessly. You know, that's the difference. So, but we all grow at different rates. And really, none of these beings have gone anywhere. They're still here.
Yeah, that's the big thing. They're still here, guys. You know, they're still here. When you look to NASA and NOAA, and we see the Enlil Solar Wind Prediction Center. Enlil. I mean, it's right in our face. The reason why they do everything and name everything after, I mean, just think about it. The Apollo space missions, right? Mercury. I mean, again, these are all true beings in many ways. And they're still around. And the wars are still going on.
It's a way of worshiping them.
It's a way of worshiping them. This is how they are paying them respect, by naming, like, you know, the Enlil Solar Wind Prediction Center. It's paying homage to Enlil. And same thing with the war games. It's paying homage to the Orion group, which includes, again, the Draco, some Greys, some fallen Pleiadians. Yes, you know, some of the conquered Pleiadians, other reptilian beings as well. It's all part of it. We see the battle of the Devas and the Asuras. hey, that guy looks like a giant, does he not? Yes, yes. You know, and again, you know, this is a struggle, and you could typify it in some ways, but I think we get it oversimplified when we simply say it's about good versus evil. It's more than that. It's more than that. Oh, yes. You know, it is that, but it's more than that. And the same thing with the Olympian gods and against the Titans. It's an oversimplification to think that everything is just basically astrotheology, or it's just forces of nature. It's not that things, they always want us thinking it's either or. Either or. Well, you believe in creationism or do you believe in, you know, evolution? Well, we don't believe in Darwinian evolution, but evolution is a process of the creation of the creator. Hello.
I mean, that we're going through that right now in such a huge way. We are evolving, and that's the overarching problem that they have. They don't want humans to be able to see past all the lies. When you start to develop that light body, you become like a magnet toward the truth. You feel the truth, and you can see past certain things. And that's what they really want to avoid. And the best way to do that is just to keep people in fear.
So here you are. You find yourself behind enemy battle lines in this ongoing intergalactic, interdimensional battle of epic proportions. That could be a little bit sobering. But everybody has their own individual path. And the reality is, you know, the path home is very, very simple. It's all about keeping your vibrations high. So again, doing the opposite of what the controllers want us to do. They want us to be in eternal conflict and war. They want us to never be satisfied, never be happy, always more greedy for more. So what do? Well, we find the goodness in the little things that are around us every single day, the appreciation for the little things, the time spent with your loved ones, with your pets, with nature. And whatever your situation is, always look for that bright side and maintain your freedom at any cost. Your freedom is so, so important and something to be totally cherished. So, you know, again, don't be afraid to be unique. Don't be afraid to go against the trends and not go along with what the rest of society is doing. If you are among the, you know, whatever it is, 25 to 35% of the people in this country that didn't do something, and let's hope that number is actually higher, you know, it's a good thing to go against trends. It's a good thing to not go along with what all the masses are doing because it's in fashion, so to speak, quote unquote. Yes, never trust anything that you get from anything in this system. Always make sure that it resonates with your heart and your mind. Thanks, guys, for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We couldn't do it without you. Please do share these videos. Keep share your knowledge with others. Wake others up. Let's put an end to the dark age and start heading towards the golden age.
You be you, because everybody else is taken. Namaste.
Namaste.